So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you were on the road for a while. So it kind of, I don't want to say detracted, but it kind of like sidetracked your mission of this book. So let's just talk a little bit about like, what you think the importance of this book is to people.
Doing a plethora of libraries prior to, you know, going back and, being, Darren Young's, life coach. And I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of good, people, a lot of kids that were excited to be at the meetings and the talks. And, the book, I don't really care if somebody buys the book or not, if they're just going to read it. I'd like them to study it because I learned 6 principles from high school and junior high school wrestling, and I tested them in 2 colleges, and I left marks that are still in that college today, the college in the 70s, the early 70s. Then when I got done with those 2 colleges, I went out in the world of professional wrestling, and I conquered that business because of the 6 principles. And when I left home in Princeton, Minnesota, everybody told me I would never make it in the business because I'm not Mad Dog, I'm not the Butcher, I don't have a gimmick, you're just like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't pay any attention to that because of those 6 principles. I was very confident that I was going to get ahead in the wrestling business because of what those 6 principles did for me in college. I didn't doubt myself. I didn't question. You can't question yourself when you're going to go out and do something. You got to be confident. You can't wonder, well, that guy said I couldn't do it. I didn't pay any attention to that. I drove out of Princeton, Minnesota, thinking I was going to get to Madison Square Garden one way or another.